10% of the software team. The remaining 10% has since left the division and moved up to McMinnville, so he was not available for the pitcher. But I'll just point out who the people are, not so much by name, because they won't mean anything to you, but by what they did.
This is Charlie Patton. He is the architect of the operating system and the symbolic mascot. This is Bob Worsley. He's Mr. I.O. He did all of the I.O. stuff. This is Ted Beers, who is responsible for the general interface key assignments, what we call a parameterized outer loop, which is the general utility runs catalogs and the plot environment and the equation and the solver and all that stuff. Next to him is Max Jones, who did the venue handling system, custom venues, all that stuff. This is Diana Byrne, who joined the project after it started and took over the equation writer, which was a monumental feat for someone just out of college. I'll explain why she did that in a moment. On that end, dealing down, is Pat McGowan, who was responsible for the interactive displays like the plot menu and the time catalog and all the various catalogs that were kicking around. It was his idea to do the real-time calculus in the plot menu, where you could point to something and do an integral, or point to something and get a derivative, and so forth. And that's turned out to be a real big success, particularly in the education community, where you can do these computations without leaving the plot environment. The guy in the blue striped shirt is Stan Blaskow, who is the Mr. Low Level. He does all the interrupt system, the self-test, the wizardry of figuring out how to do a funny kind of bank switching to get that last 32K of ROM out of it. All the stuff that's hard from my point of view. Next to him is Gabe Eisenstein, who was one of the Charlie Patton and Gabe Eisenstein and myself were the only holdovers from the 28 project. Gabe was the spider in the center of the web on the 28. He took care of all of the module interactions, making everything sure and worked. He did the plotting code and a bunch of stuff like that. On the 48, he was Mr. Equation Writer. He started it. It was originally intended to be a display-only thing, but after he got partway downstream, he decided that it was possible to do it as an interactive entry system. He then suffered a major personal tragedy involving the death of his wife and son. And as part of his rehabilitation, we gave him a leave of absence. He has a PhD in philosophy, and he went up to Portland State University for a year and taught philosophy. Well, this was a good deal for him, but it left the 48 project somewhat bereft. And Diana Byrne stepped in and took over and did her best to finish it up. As it turned out, there were a number of problems with it, and along about a year later, it still wasn't done. By this time, Charlie Patton was finishing up what he was doing, and Gabe came back. So the three of them tore it down and built it over from the ground up in about 2 months and got it done. It was an incredibly intense, stressful, but hopefully rewarding time. The last gentleman there is Bill Johnson, who was the man who did the Matrix writer. In many respects, that was his conception, and he did all of the code and made it work. The missing person is a guy named Grant Garner, who was the tools man, who did a lot of the software development tools and also did all of the decompiled code. So when you take an object to display it in human-readable form, which was quite a challenge for something that has many different object types and many different decompile environments as the 48 has. The 28 and 48 class of machines are somewhat unusual in that they have to decompile algebraic expressions that the machine never got to parse. If you think about the 71, for example, it never had to display an expression that hadn't gone through the parser. on 28 to 48, because it's symbolic math, you can create new expressions on the fly, and the decompiler has to be able to handle this. Turns out to be quite a challenge, and you have to provide for all sorts of potential disasters, and so on and so on and so forth, and it's quite a challenge.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't forget Paul McClellan.
Okay, that's true. Paul McClellan was the developer of the solver. He didn't conceive of the solver. That was Chris Bunsen who conceived of it at a high level, but Paul McClellan was the one that made it work. He's the one who implemented the group finder and made that whole thing work together. He also was the architect of the unit management system. He left the project fairly early in the game after doing the unit management system, or most of it anyway. That's why I forgot to mention him.